Ah, fine. Ich sag die Mary. Was immer das Signal und da kommt Hammer Base. Sag ich das Signal und dann unsere Offenpage. Wissen Sie, was Hammer Base says, der Körper kann Mossoi, am Mesoi, so Kolob und Kalkalum zu ihm. Mal bin ich an der Breisto, wenn er die Kasche, der Kamossoi und Mesoi, der Loch ist, dass ihr Chayiv. Stier, sei Kamossoi, und sei Mesoi. One child, I'm saying that the Yeshua, you know, Vaisa, Yeshua, Kriya. Now, just go through the living of the figure of Avelis on the page. One child, I discuss why Yeshua, Kriya, Sabbath Kura. It's a mitzvah, Baba Vero, before you're doing Kriya on Shabbat. We shouldn't be at the Rajma, the mitzvah, the bring down, the Yishami, you really, it's just Kasha, before you have a problem with Sabbath, mitzvah, Baba Vero. So, the Teretz, the Rishonim say, based on Yishami, is that the chiluk, where is the Avera in? Isn't the guf hadavah, the chetzel, and the gavro? Since it's not the chetzel itself, there's no problem. Only it's not the gavro, there's an ism, it's not Shabbos. Therefore, not nifl again, a mitzvah, bob Avera. Therefore, it says Yishami by matzik, new law, it's an ister in the matz itself, therefore, not a kind of mitzvah. Mashenk, and here's the gavro, therefore, not the mitzvah, bob Avera. The place in the skos of Arisa, it's forced together, mitzvah, bob Avera. Alokos, what time is the chiluk, from Simich and Mem and Yoridea? Loch is by, let's say you have a beggar that you stole from a person, Yitzi de Kriya, based upon the Yishami, the same doctrine, Shabbos as a Mataber, you are Yitzi de Kriya. However, let's say you have a beggar Gezula, and you do Kriya upon it, there's the Mechaber, based on the Bant and Elisigyo, and Loch is you won't be Yitzi de Kriya. Why? Because there's a Chavit of Gezula. Fine. The Gemara is saying, might be a Vatiro between the Braisa versus the Mishnah. The Gemara answers, the Gemara is saying, the Chil between Kriya. One's the case of Mace today, one's the Chiyav Kruya. By Mace today, then you Chayav Kruya. Mashenkin, by Chiyav Kruya, not Chiyav Kruya. Mazel is in four different cases. First of all, maybe a case of a Korah, the second case of Chochum, third case of Adam Kosher, the fourth case of Yates and the Shammah. The Gemara answer is very simple. In Chanamu, when it says, you're part of, you're not, it's all, not, neither one of these four cases. It's not a case of Kruya, it's not Adam Kosher, it's not the case of Shammah, it's not a Chochum. Now, just again, after the veil of the figure, really the Gemara is discussing, we have four times of a Chiyav Kriya. First time, the Gemara is taking a Chiyav without a Kriyav. Rashi examines that in the Torah, there are six or seven Kriyav. The first is a Chiyav Kriya, your son's daughter, your parents, your brother and sister, and your wife. That's clear before the Shulchan Aruch and Sinach and Mem. That's just six. Before there's seven. And that's clear again, Allah and Simich and Mem, Allah and Maestas brought down, that Maestas rewrites Kriya. There is a chil between your parents and Shakraism. Your parents, you have to rip until your heart, you can't sew it up. Shakraism, you're only Tafak. There's Chalukah, but Maestas is a chil of Kriya upon them. Most other three cases, Maestas seems like we do not have a link to do. You have to know, before the Gemara, the Gemara is the case of Chacham, Adam Kosher, and the case of Yitzias and Shammah. What happened? First, the case of Chacham, what is the Gedder of Chacham? Look in your day, Simich and Mem, into my focus of the advice that came, what the Gedder of Chacham is. The Maestro Shach himself in down, the Minig is not to rip. He himself says the Minig by Chacham is not to rise to rip. He ends off Maestro Tzorachim, but the Maestro being down, that's not the Minig, but the Shulchan said that's not the Minig. Now, the Swam say, based upon that, the Gesher Chayim, the Reflation, the Maestro Minig is not to rip. However, since the Ramah sheet is, there's Machoik, Machabra, and Ramah. By the Lacha, by appearance, you have to write over here. By Shar and by other Kriyas, there's a Machabah says also you have to write on top, on top of your shirt, and down to the Tefah. So most of the Yaisa are ripping at the bottom of your shirt. The bottom. Therefore, it says Archa Shofron, and the Reflation says, since the Yaisa comes to more ripping at the bottom of the shirt, therefore, a year Shemam should be Machman, a Chochum, a rip on the bottom of the shirt. Therefore, I have been by Leviath, where Jonah passed away. I've been by, I remember seeing by Shachar, by another Leviath, that people rip the bottom of the shirt. Well, my Semitic is my Semitic that we do not write Kriya by Chacham, that's true. There are Talmidim who do, that's Mitzad Maisa, that's the Ikadim, but the Ikad the Minig is not true. However, those who want to be Machman, who rather write the bottom of the shirt, so that's the Moshito, and the Maisa is the one different, we can't end the ripping of the bottom of the shirt. What? So, oh, that's a shaft cash again, but shaft. It's about Tzorachim. Then you write that's a minig, and a person can bring down the shaft, that's a minig with Maisa. Now, they do get involved by Chacham specifically at times, because Maisa, you have to find what a Chacham is. If a Chacham knows everything, and they won't want to make a mistake, he's going to want to find the Chacham, if it's a Geb, is my name. So, the more I'm discussing with a Rebbe, before a Rebbe, a person should be Machmor. The first thing to say by a Rebbe, there are those who know him want to be Machmor. That's the show again, and discussion. Fine. So again, Maisa by Chocham Minig is not to the Achashulchim brings down the Yerushimayim, and the Rashad brings down the Yerushimayim, should be Machmor and rip the bottom. Gemara's second case is Odom Kosher. Rip by the Odom Kosher. So first, we read the Gemara, that's in, the Gemara does not say to Kriya and Odom Kosher. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says by Odom Kosher, what do? Shay Yitzkav is Abel. The person should cry and do a Velas. So what's Kosher Pshat in the Gemara? So you read the Rashadim over here, there's two Malchim among the Rashadim. The Yitzkav brings down two Malchim, the Ram brings down two Malchim. Is Pshat in the Gemara? That we're saying that you should do Avelis, and Avelis means Kriya, and you have a Chiyav Kriya, that's how some Rishonim go. Well, no, if I care, there's a Maisa, you have no Chiyav Kriya. If you have a Chus, you have a right to do Kriya. Therefore, why, therefore, since it's Chus, and you have a right to Kriya, therefore, you should be Chayav for doing Kriya on this Adam Kosher. So look, again, very simple among Rishonim, Mama Shafi Rishonim go one way, half go the other way. What's Poshib Shat by Adam Kosher? Because Chus, what they get to is the Poshib Shat, they have a Chiyav Kriya, or you have a Chus Kriya? The right one can only live with chutz kriya because every chokhmah is adam kosher, should be high no half. Should be. So, the machoid among the place, the machaber says, but adam kosher should rise kriya. The maestro, more over here, is mentioned then, he says, the lochin in the health of the veilus is the maestro, minigit to make, or not rise kriya in adam kosher. We go a bit ikka, like the adam house in the sligya, the gemara's not saying it's a chir kriya, it's only a chutz kriya, and therefore the minigit is not to rise kriya. That's when the mission brings down to the top of the zayin. The place coming down again by adam kosher, the minigit is not to rise kriya. The third case in Gemara,
in this case also
that is not the enemy we want to bring down to the bottom of the shirt. So again, by your own craving, the minig is yeah. By chokham, the minig is not. The yishmael is machman the bottom. By a adam kosher, the meister minig ramosa is not already. The fourth case in Gemara is the tzias shamo. When you buy, when someone passes away, rachman was planned in there. The Gemara compares it to a sefer Torah nisrafah, like a sefer that was burned. At first, what is the shot in the word Nafmina Lalofo, by which case is Tzias HaShamo? There really are three different Rashis. Rashi over here says, you studied of, why is it like a Sefer Torah Shemesrifo? Sorry? Rashi says, because you studied, they have, in Reik, Sheilcha Reik, Yisol Sheimai Torah Mitzvah. There's no one Yisol, doesn't have any Torah Mitzvah. Not any Torah Mitzvah. Rashi, my concept is different for it. Rashi, my concept says, Torah is a Ner, a Kineh Mitzvah of Tar'or, and the Shom is a Ner, therefore Ner Hashem is Mitzvah Adam. Rashi, in the rear of my cotton as a third mile of what could you still learn Torah, and therefore it's like it's burning the Sefer Torah. We just mouth my compared to Torah. What's Naftamino? Since the place can be shown to point out Naftamino to three different Rashi. Not Adam Kosher, it's not a Chokhom, it's not a Torah. Stand by, it's a Shami, stand by someone who is the Shama left him. Naftamino between the different, three different Rashi as we show him is a Chiv, what about a Noshim? What about a Ketanim? What's the Lachi between the Shama by Noshim like Ketanim? So says the Ram, based upon says the base, based upon our Rashi. If Esau is no Torah mitzvah, that's not Torah mitzvah. Therefore, not from the chiyah mitzvah nitzias hashama. Ma'aseh enkin atenek, the 2-year-old, the mitzvah is hashama. There's no chiyah of kriya, says the base Yosef. If it goes to Rashi, when he calls him, then Esau is mitzvah hashama shavoi. Ne mitzvah Torah or mitzvah hashama, it's not notion. The tzai kamer also have hashama. If you go, therefore, be chiyah of kriya, say upon notion. And say upon Tanim. If it goes the side of Rashi and my cotton in the rear, the side of the Tanim they can learn Torah, true Noshim might learn Torah with Tanim Mitzvah, but there's no Chiv with Tanim or Torah Shabbat. Therefore, there'll be Chiv Faket, Kriya on Tanim and not a Noshim. So it comes out that all the three Rashis, Rich Rashi is the Iker, one Mahalach will be Sai Tanim and Sai Noshim, right? Kriya, one Mahalach will be only Tanim, one Mahalach will only Noshim. That's what we should point out in Rashi. The man has a fourth mouth, he started comparing the same Torah, because like I said, Torah is a hefty gadol, also losing a person is a hefty gadol, the Yifam Kohen Rabban, he says, Yechir Kriya Sayin Oshim Sayi Ketanim. A lot of my mice, they look at the Shukhara, it's finished in them, in the Odeya, the person can go to Ikarashi, the Arashi. The Beis Yosef brings down Arashi, the Ikarashi. Therefore, the person can bring down the finished in them, they have a Chir Kriya on Noshim, or actually the Aram Mitzvah, however, Nalan Ketanim. So the person who says Nakatanim is not for 2 years and not one Torah. But let's say he already went to school with a cheder, and he's learning Chumash, might have actually Torah mitzvah. He has Torah, and therefore you write Kriya on the Kotel once he's ready to start learning Torah already. It comes out since our Rashi is the Ikarashi, we do Yitzias Neshama, Sai by Noshim, Sai by Yisrael, Sai by Anoshim, and Sai by Katanim once he's ready to start learning Torah. That's beside the Chazim beside the Gemara. The Maitre, the Oyun does the math. So, Pasha, you should do it, the Lachim and Porsche Gemara. So the Shulchan Gavoya, he lived in the 1700s, and he writes to the Rebbe, the Minig in his days already was not to rise Kriya, by Yitzias Neshama. work out with the Shechemet and the other place can get Shechai, the minig is not the right Kriyo. So the question is, Lamai said, why not? Before Shigemaro. There's no, by Chokhm of Hopakas, you can argue what the get of a Chokhm is. Lamai said, by another Kosh, you can say the two ways through the Gemaro. Here, no, sadly, if you didn't show me, you're there, Lamai said, why don't you ask Kriyo? So they come along to say, Shat is, because Lamai said, the schos in the Milo to be by, when a person passed away, by the Tzir Shomo, the person should be there, either Mitzad, that helps the person, won't be Kof Nefesh, you're sending him. Mitzad, some all the schos from other Yom, how about the going to be Nifter, to be there. And if you are going to be there, you're going to have to rip your shirt, especially if you're a doctor, you have to do it all the time. And people won't want to be there. Physically, you won't want to be there. And the cause is people not be by the place in the shovel where they should be. Therefore, Mitzad, the Ellis of the maze, therefore, the Anhogu came along to the Vatan of Anhogu, the Dominic, which Tibetan was a four Shigamara, and therefore, says the Shulchan Gemara, brought down by the Palestinian, the Dominic is not due by Tisha Shomo. Also, that won't be there, sometimes clothes won't be there, you're wearing your fancy shirts, you have time to change, not exactly like by the Leviathan, you know, you don't wear exactly a Shabbat suit. You don't want to be there. So, my sister, for that reason, the Mavatan of Anhogu, which Tibetan was a four Shigamara. Sorry? No, no. That's why it seems that the minik is not to be that way. Lamai says, Divay Soifim, he brings down this the minik from numerous farm. He points out who's all these farm. He says, the Be'ik of the Paishim are, before he gets to Gesher HaChaim, Be'ik of Paishim is a Shulchan Gevara, is a Sephardi. And the Be'ikham is a Sephardi, and the Kavachayim is a Sephardi. The Kavachayim writes already minik Yerushalayim that way, that no one writes to be used to Shama. That the Sephardi, they hold the Iker is over here. You have to go on top of your shirt. He said, however, the Bnei Ashkenaz, the Echanami, that you're yoyt in the bottom. You want to tie the lechura. There's no ma'am mokum for this minik. The gam, the pnei baruch does bring it down that way, and the geshchaim does bring it down that way. But their ma'am claim is in the svardim. If you want to tie the lechura, the correct thing to do is you won't have this makor to be matur. Person, mizman shi'ez shama. You don't have a tiny mitzvah hefsek. Therefore, you should rip the bottom of your shirt. You get to the end of kriya. If you tie the gam, the swarming down. He makel. He says the ma'am claim is not here. That's svardim. The pnei asna lechura don't have this ma'am mokum to be makel. And every time the Kobe with money, you see the Shama person should rip the bottom of the shirt. When I can't distinguish how the veil is available. The Gemara is Mamshuk after the veil. The Gemara is after the Chamoy said me Chamosoy. So my son is wrong. Sorry? It could be something more lack of idea. Some people could be scared. And my son, he has a good time in the veil, but my son, why not? Once we've been there, I'm off, and Ashkenaz, holding, ripping the bottom of the shirt, Yaisi, in the Kriya, even Lachathilo can do the Kriya, unless it's a parent, even Lachathilo. So, true that May Baruch and the article brings down that, that's a minute. So the article is called the May Baruch, it's called the Shulchan Gemara. So fine, we follow the article, plus the Gemara, and Klai Yisrael. But my son, the Chesbin, it wasn't exactly... No, you have, when you're there, it's also right Kriya, right away.
No, but you're...
You can have him saying
right there.
He's asking if it's
Friday
month. No, back to my thing. He won't. He back to the happiness.
Sure,
no, I hear this for our test. I hear this for that. I hear. But my thing, they ask him. There's no story. No one minds about the tripping. The wife's not going to bother you. Catch you right. What's the shaykh? On Gemara's Mamshim, we have a fear of Mice, the Bryce with Gemara, Mishnah, Hamasa with Hamasa. The Gemara comes along and answers the Sato saying, Machalik, Shabashim, and Abihudo, Locha, Shem, Tifu, Gufa, Kuin, Abihudo, Locha, Shem, Tifu, Gufa, is Chayev. If the Bryce says, Bachamasa, is Chayev. Ashengi, the Mishnah says, you're Potter, or Waki, like a Shimon. Now, Rashi comes along and says, are you afraid over here? I want to tell you that even though by Hamasa, the Hamasa, you might answer Shimon, and Abihudo, who didn't by Kri itself, the Gemara could have answered the same exact thing. Rashi knew Shoshan Gav Mahalach and Rashi, just like the one in the second Kasha, could have answered Chamosoi, who didn't could have answered Kriyosoi. Now, the Maitre come on Taishas, and written others, they disagree with Rashi, and the third Machoik story here is, they're discussing is a case of Tzarech Mitzvah, Mlochot Tzrichot Gufay Nas. We see clear from Rashi that even though Tzarech Mitzvah is a Mlochot She'in Tzrichot Gufay, Taishas says it's Tzarech Mitzvah, therefore it is Tzrichot Gufay. That's one Machoik between Rashi and Taishas. What the Yisrael Machloek is, before they are literally tossing their getter and understanding Melochah She'in Tzrichot Gufay, which will have to get that from Fav Manalot, before they're literally tossing. And all the Rishonim over here, the Mamash, the Sengol, Mekot Al-Kotzer, before they're all literally tossing that from Fav. A second Indian to understand over here, the Sadis, Rashi is saying the Yisrael over here is Melochah She'in Tzrichot Gufay. Tzrichot Gufay, the Tzrichot Gufay, Mitzvah Mitzvah. There's a third Malach over here, there's a Rabban Shito. He says it's Tzrichot Gufay, you know what, you want a weird old leak. Now Taisus discusses it, that's why it's a tick and not a kilful. But Taisus not say that the Yisrael was Tzrichot Gufay. The Rambam says, why tzrich l'gufa? Because you want to wear it all week. Also, when you learn the second Daf Kuvav, we'll see all three sheetahs of l'shitasa. There are three different things going on over here. Last sheet is l'cha she'ein tzrich l'gufa. Even if you want to wear it as mock mitzvah, not tzrich l'gufa. Chayshu sheetah tzrich l'gufa mitzvah mitzvah. The Rambam sheetah is tzrich l'gufa mitzvah, you want to wear it. And the Rashba comes along and argues. Again, the three sheetahs, and again, we'll have to learn the Daf Kuvav to see each one is l'shitasa. The Gemara is Mamshech and says, after he says Rav Shimon and Yehuda, in fact, the Gemara, I remind you, it's a case of a kilkul. The Gemara says, because Nasa Ruach the Yitzroi. In fact, the Gemara of Mishari, Yitzroi. So the Gemara Mishari, it might sound good. The Gemara answers, Echlami, to show a Mosai and Shabesa, to show anger in people's house. So, what is Gemara's Kash of Mishari? And among the Rishonim, a different way to understand what the Gemara's Kash is. The way Rashi understands Gemara's Mishari is therefore Haki tell me it's a tikkun. We're saying that what? That's showing anger with our space. We're showing that anger in and of itself is Maisa coming to calm a person down. It's a tikkun. So the Gemara, Maisa Mishari, and Maisa pointing who it's not a tikkun. It's a kilkul. Why? Because the Maisa is bringing the Yitzhar inside of you, bringing a Vodzhar inside of you. Therefore itself is a kilkul. Therefore Gemara answers, no, Echlami not coming to show anger. You're not to be angry, come to show anger. That's the Rashi one. Look at the Rambam sheet. The Rambam is very clear. Not the way. The Rambam says, if you're coming to do something in anger and you calm yourself down, you chayv on Shabbos. It's a mlocha she'en tzibur gufay according to any passage when you read a chayv and therefore you chayv. And the Gemara is saying Mishari, the way the Magen Mishnah explains, Mishari do it during the week. That's not the Pshat. The Gemara is saying that Yehuda will change his mind mitzali bringing in the Yetzer inside of you. The Maskon of the Gemara comes out. Maskon is Rashi versus the Rambam. Rashi says the Maskon of the Gemara is you come to be angry. It's not to the tikkun to kilkul. When the Rambam comes to calm himself being angry, the Maskana of the Gemara is to the ticket. You might have a separate kasha. Mishori during the week. The Maisa is a problem that's bringing the Yitzhar inside of you, the Avodah inside of you. But the Maisa, it is calming yourself down. So the Maslok is Rashi versus Rambam. The Rashi has 14 Rishonim with him, the Rambam has like 6 Rishonim. Maisa, Maslok is Rishonim over here about is the ending point to a ticket or kilkul when you're coming to bring in the Yitzhar Avodah inside of you. What's the cause of this part of Pshad and the Yisrael of the Maslok is? The way Rashi was saying it sounds very simple. The Gemara is saying the mitzad, the ripping of the beged is a kilkul. Elamai with a tikkun, and you yourself, you calm yourself down. So Rashi, the mice is tikkun in you, it can't be. You're bringing the avodah zarah inside of you. The mitzad, you, it's a kilkul. That's what Rashi understands. It's partial. How does the Rambam understand? Why is he saying mice inside of you? He's saying it's the etz inside of you, chayim on Shabbos, i.e., mice is a kilkul. Before Pshad is, give an example. Let's say you dig a hole and you want to leave the dirt. Maisa, you dig the hole, and the hole of Maisa could be a case of a tikkun. However, let's say the dirt around you, it weakens the dirt around you, weakens other bars around you, other aspects around the field. It's not the hole itself is a tikkun, it's not the ground in general is a kilkul. How would you look at it? The time of circle says, it's not the hole I built, it's not the hole that I dug, the etzim is a tikkun. There might be five things, some aspects, that what? The other hole over there got weakened. The dirt over there got worse. It can't grow in one other area. But the hole itself is thickened. The Rambam is saying, you tell me the etzem, I calm myself down. It's sad my anger, calm myself down, that's a thickened. There's a fire problem, another aspect over here. The what? The Yetzara, the Vajzara came inside of me. Fine, it's not that, that's the kilku. But the hole itself, the pool I want to do, that's a thickened. So my question is, you're asking the Rambam, how exactly do you look at it? Do you look more becolious? That's the Rashi understands. The kol is maisa for you yourself. Looking at the whole person was not a tikkun. It was just a kilkul. We look. No, the fact that you calm yourself down, that maisa is a tikkun. The side problem over here. Other holes you made a destruction for. That's the case of a tikkun. Says the Rambam. Why not? He says my point. The maisa have a paskin. So the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Shinta Zayin, the Sukkot Lamed, and the Pesukim there and Shinta Zayin, Siman Shinta Zayin. They're discussing Derech Agav. What happens if you punch a person on Shabbos? What is the issue of hitting a person on Shabbos? So the Shabbos discusses three Yisurim. One mitzad kills the Shomo, that the one mitzad dosh. And when he says, also, calm the person down when you hit somebody. He agas those in the machloikis to Rashi versus Rambam. He said, what's halacha? Because two sheets is not machriya. The chushukah because two sheets is not machriya. So it comes out when you hit a person on Shabbos, and calms yourself down, and you do a chavola to a person, even though it's a kilku to the person, but you yourself calm down. According to the Rambam, during the issue, the raiso, halacha to do for your chayiv. And according to Rashi, it's only kilkul. Even according to Yehuda Ripotu, Matkan Ali Paskin Meshua has two sheetahs. And the Meshua says it makes no difference at the end of it. He says, because even if you want to say like Rashi, it's still an Isra Abolam. Because my father knows he's going to fight on Shabbos, and my father always tells me he can't fight and make the Xeris during the week on to Shabbos. Otherwise, it comes out. But you can't fight Maisim. It says in him chavalo shiboy. Simon says actually Rama vadi shi abodim. But according to the Rambam, comes out be a case of the Raisu. Gmor goes on weiter. The inim inside of your figure of cats, which we'll leave it for Monday. We'll get back to the aspect. Is there an issue getting angry in and of itself? We don't leave any action inside of it. What is the issue? Was the issue inside midas shaboy? We left the Yom Sheni, we left Hashem. And the other figure we have inside the. Okay. Yeah. And the second thing we have to talk about, Tashkent, the place that we have discussed, you know, the Ritva or the Mashon, all the thing down, is it's very interesting case over here, they're discussing when you want to show image at base, I think one has four cases. One is throwing grime of a fish upon Yom Vosso, which is not really the case about Tashkent, you can just take a shower, wash yourself off. You want to discuss over here, ripping off the threads of a shirt, I think one discusses Monotria Tava, broken the lid of a pot. The Shem seem to understand the whole head of Shem in Vosso, take base, like, the why it's that in these cases, the Gemara is taking in these cases because it's not a real batashkas. It's very simply, it's not a real destruction over here. Fine, the first thing we're going to get involved with the Gdorm batashkas form, why exactly over here, these are the cases that we're taking and discuss, and around the risk we really end up how the place can be ishigo is that since you have an option, it's not a real case of batashkas, doing a case that's not real batashkas, if you have no option in economy, then you can't do a real case of batashkas, so aim with that place. Places not on base, that's going to be right from the sugya. Places not on base, that's going to be right from the sugya. Fine, we're trying to discuss from the sugya. Everyone's coming from Bavashkos from the sugya. The Ritva says not like Tasis. The Ritva over here is not like Tasis not on base. Fine, but again, if you want the Bavashkos one, we have all the Summers one anyway, they all discuss in the last of the Rishonim. Fine. The last aspect of the sugya Shavai is very interesting that the Gemara ends off that remember that Echav and Achav of Shemais, the Dogu Kol Achav, Kulam Echav and Chavur Shemais, Dogu Kol Bnei Chavur. Now, if you ever hear by Levaya, when a young person dies, you always hear the person gets up, quote, Memo Chazal, Echad Nechapur Meish, Elonon, Nechapur has to be Doig. They don't really quote the last line of the Gemara. The Gemara is saying, that is the Meish Gadol or Katan, even the top one or the bottom one. That explains why, because either the Kolo starts from the youngest, or fine, all this. But when a person gets up, you always hear the first Memo of Dasko, Echad Nechapur, Oi! Which didn't say which one is the Gadol Katan. Partially, most people are usually in them, not the first, the top, in between. So, Maisa, why is negating them? So, you could tell another person just look up the Rambam or the Shulchan Aruch. And the Shulchan Aruch also, the Rambam also brings down the Gemara without the last line. Shulchan Aruch says, Echem Nechabura, who has to be doing the whole Nechabura? Problem is, what do the Gemara? So, I didn't see anyone ask it. This is like a mission of the Rambam. He points out, I want the Rambam bring down the last statement. He says, don't ask me no Ladinoi. He left it out. That's the economy. Stafka, Gadol HaKatan. So, who are the people who get up and say this as Fadim came from again, either the Shulchan Aruch, but who are, it's not true. When Tekash and the Bala has Fadim, who are the statement is Stafka by Gadol HaKatan. And again, so Shulchan Aruch left it out. I'm not sure why. I did not see anyone say this. The Gemara is very clear. No one argues this Gemara. I didn't see anyone who disputed the Gemara. What? Yeah, but. Fine, but then fine. The Tal says check it or not check it, Gadol, fine. Kasha. Fine, that's Shulchan Aruch, yeah. Kasha would have been Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, I have no time. Kasha and Shulchan Aruch. The only one I see really pointed out is Lech Mishnah. He says, don't ask me in the Dino. I know it's not Kamina, I guess he never expect this fate to get up and say it. I don't know. In either. Caption. Right. Now we have in of Voxy's Ich, Bicker, and Kilkel. This again says, Kol Hamukukalam is Potter. Anyone in the Kalkul is Potter. No? First of all, why is Kilkel Potter? What's the reason for it? Where's the Makar for it? So, Be'etim, there are different Yonim, besides the Wachas, that are case of the Raiso, came along Chazal, and they made a Gedir Malacha, then it also has to be a Mlach Makshavis. The Gemara Mishnah in that field of analysis, Chagiga Mishnah, where it says that Hilchos Shabbos is like Harehen Kohorim Hatluim Besayro. It's like mountains that's connected by here. You have a big mountain connected by a sire. So that's the Gemara. What do you mean? It's a Shabbos is like a mountain connected by a sire. It's a force in the Torah. It's written down 17 different times Hilchos Shabbos in the Torah. It's not Mefush, Mefush, Mekra. Come on, Gemara. The Gemara first says, Mlochosh Ain Tzitzu Guvah is not Mefush. and therefore that's the ending of that term Kippurim B'Sayro. So the Gemara that's good according to Shimon Rosh Hashem Tichugul for his part, according to Judah that's Chayiv by against the Mefurash B'Sayro, came along the Gemara and says Kilkol Sayiv, Judah Sayiv Shimon is part of a lawsuit, and Mechor there's no Maramok Mefurash that way in the Torah, and therefore it's Nichol B'Sahorim Kippurim B'Sayro. Says the Gemara B'Sayro, so where it says Kippurim B'Sayro, you have to have some Chivon connection to where it says in the Torah. Where is the connection, the Chivon, the connection in the Torah? So why is it says Melech Makshavis? Melech Makshavis. By the case of the Mishkan, in Vayakal, it says the word Melech Makshavis by the Mishkan. We learn out the Melochus from Shabbos on the Mishkan, and just like by the Mishkan, by Betzalel, it says Melech Makshavis, therefore by Shabbos also has to be Melech Makshavis, and therefore since it's not Melech Makshavis, it will be part of a lawsuit. Therefore it won't be an instrument of the Torah. That's the Mamlochus of Melech Makshavis, because the word Melech Makshavis is by the words of the Mishkan. Ad Kan the Gemara. It comes out, the passage of the Gemara is, that the head of Kilkul is why it's not Melech Makshavis. That's the passage. The guy who looked at Rashi and Tosef, we are discussing Melech Makshavis, Tichu Gufoi, Shetim Melech Makshavis, but who are then, the name of Kilkul is, and Rashi before that way on Shabbat, Achlam, Alpha Beis, that Kilkul is not Melech Makshavis. And that's in there are five times to bring down the head of Melech Makshavis. Again, one case by Melech Makshavis, Tichu Gufoi, before Shikmar that way. The second case is the Gemara in Chavavon Beis in the Baba Kama, that Dovashem is Kavin, and told them its aspect, the reason why it's part on Shabbos, Dovashem is Kavin, it's not Melech Makshavis. A third case is a case of Pashas of Kilkul, Rashi. A fourth case is Shinoi. We mentioned when we discussed this, the Sukkot of Shinoi and Dachkuf Gimel, the Chalk of Mechokis, Beis Shmuel, the Big Down, what is the head of Shinoi and Shabbos? Mitzad Melech Makshavis. And the fifth case is the case of Meskayim, that we had the mission of Kofayz of Mabayz, called Melech Makshavis, for Shabbos and Chayim. Says the Raj Benachum Tezvav, why do you miss Kiyamis? Melech Makshavis. Who brings it down? The Be'aloch and Simon Shemem, by the case of Kosev, brings down from the Rajwa. The reason why miss Kiyamis is part on Shabbos, if it's not miss Kayim, why? Because of the Chesod of Melech Makshavis. It comes out that we have this Pasuk, Melech Makshavis tells you five Heterim, that's Mutter Minatayo, and all of them, four of them are Issa Be'abonim. Again, the case of Misasa, Dovshem Miskavim, and Swan, Lachshem Sgufa, Kilkul, Shinoi, and Miskayim. Now, if you think about it, how in the world does one word, Melech Makshavis, tell you five different halachas? Lechor, they don't exactly work the same way. Lechor, they work two different ways. So, the way how the Svan, the Zmanenu, they explain, some of them more marach than others, but you can say the same story. Really, the word Melech Makshavis tells you two separate concepts. One, it tells you that it can't just be Yimakshiv Yatav Kavana for it. You have to think about it. Therefore, you don't think about it. Therefore, it will be ahead to the top of Melech Makshavis. For example, Dov Shem Eskavin. Dov Shem Eskavin, you don't think about it. Therefore, it's not as a head to the top of Melech Makshavis. Mesasek, Nichol is in category. The Mesad in Meskavin. You're Makshavi, not thinking about it. A second aspect of seeing Melech Makshavis is not Choshev. It's not a Maisa Uman. It has a Choshivus to it. It's not Choshev. Since the Maisa is not Choshev, therefore, it's not Nichol together of Melech Makshavis. A Kilkul. You ruined something. It's not Choshev. Therefore, it's not a Melech Makshavis. Miskayim. It's not around. It's not. It does not stay around. It disappears a day later, a week later, whatever the get of the Miskayim is. It disappears. It's not Choshev because it disappears. So Melech Makshavis really tells us two aspects. Oh, so the Shina, the Swan put into the, it depends how you say it all exactly. Shina can either say it's not either you're not Makshav, partially it's not Makshav the way you're doing. The way you're doing is not Choshev the way you're doing the Pulah, but the Gavish Shavuot. That's the Pashav. Lachos and Tzilgufa, you also can start claiming which one to put it at some point. Well, depends how you say it all. Could be a pencil. I'm actually trying to say, I love Lachos and Tzilgufa. But my supposition said there are two things you see from in the Melech Makshavis. One mitzad Makshavis Shavuot, more mitzad Makshivis Shavuot. And therefore we have the head, the Minatari is Mutter. Well, that's the cloud. The Maestro, three of them already learned. We already learned Shinoi, Miskayin, and Dovshem Miskavin. We're doing right now the case of Kilkul, and in a couple of weeks we'll do the case of Lachshem Tzilgufa, and therefore we covered this man, all the aspects of Melech Makshavis. Now what is did specifically by Kilkul? The Mishnah says the kol mukalam patur is potter. Now the kol nafkimol and alaf is potter will also, and therefore the place will very clear. Bring down the Mishnah will bring down simon again to the zayin. The kol lam makes a difference. Or kikulam avad is potter will also. As Mishnah in the beginning of Shinya Dalim, the Bialocha says avad that we won't find any mitzvah, any itzvah abonim as a tzar of Shabbos, any tilkul as mutzvah tzar of Shabbos, and avad is itzvah abonim kol adayis. And the place coming down, the kol and others will say avad is clear that the locha is. And all kilkul's part of a lawsuit. Now, once that is so, we'll have to get involved next time. This is a sefta. The sefta says, "Kreir ora gabei chavis." So, someone rips the ora on top of a barrel. The law is, you lie to it on Shabbos, but vatsle yasa zinuk. Olam sort in the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Shin Yudal Sukkah and Chofei. Halacha is that we do rip things on Shabbos before. How can you rip things on Shabbos? Kilkul is still a part of halacha. How in the world do we rip open bags on Shabbos before it says you're allowed to? Maisa, what's to happen before the kilkul? It should be part of halacha. Well, that will have to leave for next time. That's the kasha. The kasha, our mission says, putting say kilkul is the rabbanon. Yes, we rip things on Shabbos before it should be offered. Rashi says a mock mitzvah. Not sure which Rashi. I'm cooking them both. No, so this by Saiser and Ein Vinisir B'Kalim. The Rams have Shabbos, so the problem with Mishabur, so we don't find any other errors of Shabbos. Dafka with it because there is no Isser, there's no Malacha with it by Saiser. The Iran is saying, the one that Shabbos Iran is, that Dafka by Saiser says Ein Vinisir B'Kalim and Rashi, therefore the Sarah of Shabbos is not. Kilkul is only in Isser Abanan when there's Kilkul to the Malacha. There's no Malacha by case of Saiser, by case of a Chabbos. We'll leave it, again, we'll leave it next time. Fine. Again, the Koda Allah is that every Kilkul has to be called to Allah on Shabbos. It's the Abbanon Shabbos. Now, it's not Kilkul's point. It's the base Hakira of Elam Klaris. What is the story of Kilkul on Shabbos? This is the story that when there's a Tikkun, then you Chayiv, lack of Tikkun, then you'll be Potter. Or if I catch there's a Kilkul, you'll be Potter, lack of Kilkul will be Chayiv. Meaning, when something is parable, something is not Tikkun, not Kilkul, in between. Are you chayiv on Shabbos or potter on Shabbos? Is the Yisrael you need a tikkun? Or the Yisrael, and therefore be chayiv, or the Yisrael is fakir? Do you need a kilkul pack of you? Well, lack of kilkul, then we chayiv you. Which one is it? So, the cycle of Shabbos will be in Simon Vos, and in Simon Beis, he's very clear, he writes, the lack of tikkun when it's powerful is kilkul. You have to have something that's makshavit to make it into a mlocho, and the svarlocho is poshid. Once you understand the Yisrael is not makshavit, what's the machayev you? Has he choshev? Parva is not choshev. Maskim? Parva is not choshev. Fine. You have to have something that's the tikkun, a mila to it. Something that parva is no kshivas to it. Therefore, it's the fact that it's parva says the cipher right twice, very clearly, that the lack of tikkun, that is kilkul. That is kilkul. Parva is nothing. Also, what I do it for? And they bring down the cipher of the chazmish, go to raya to it. The chazmish hold the way the same way. I mean, the right that I knew, hey, I'm a bay, it's more disgusting when you do shchito to an animal, what do you chayiv for? The Gemara brings down one mami omer, rabbi tzad tzaveya, that you're coloring the animal to show that it's fresh. Therefore, you chayiv for it. Check the chaznish, the maitre, why do you take it for it to come to show that it's fresh? Some, it's not a tikkun, not a kokul. Rabbi maitre also, like if you don't walk through the stranger, who's going to chayiv? So why in the world do you need a case that's showing that it's fresh? Some, it's not ruining the basar. It's not ruining the basar. Let it be powerful. This is a chanish before she came out. The fact, the lack of tikkun, that will be kilkul. Therefore, for that reason, why it's veil, the reason why you chayiv it, watch the tikkun over here. You have to have a tikkun. Lack of tikkun, lack of tikkun is the case of kilkul. Therefore, looking at Glitali, writes the same thing. She's Shabbos, they write the Arsameh, they write very clear the lack of tikkun is the kilkul. Who are just two eyes from Lushanim they bring down? One is the place in Akavav, we'll have to get to. So we're going to discuss it. How do you have a case that's Mlocha She'ain Tzrich L'Gufoy? Yes, it's not a case of a... how do you have a case that Mlocha Tzrich L'Gufoy is not a case of a Kilkul? How do you have a case that it's Tzrich L'Gufoy and yet is a case of a Kilkul? How can one go hand in hand? Kamlung says, I'll give you a case. It's Tzrich enough. It's Tzrich enough. You shchit it to it, or you burn it, destroy it. In that case, it's Tzrich L'Gufoy. Yet, it's a case of a Kilkul. Now, it's Tzrich enough. That they cannot kill for you, ruining a Surah Nos, neither one. Yeah, we see Taishas by Surah Nos, that's the place. We can write from Taishas, but actually, Surah Nos is a case not taken now a kill for, still it's a place of the kill for. I almost thought of Shabbos, put down the Shrayo. No, because no taken, you can't use it, not eating it. You burned it, you shecked it, you're not eating it. You should just shriek it something that's a Surah Nos, you're not going to eat it. Right, so you didn't do it, you didn't taken? No, the kill for? No. So Taishas, that's the case of a Tzrich L'Guva, that's the case of a Kelkul. Where's the Kelkul? Is she right now? Oh, so you want to offer, you want to. You had in mind, use it, you want to use it in something. You want to offer, you want the animal, and the mice are not going to end up using it, because it's also by now. Koch Nefesh, whatever case Taishas has. You have the case, why Tzrich L'Guva? You have to get the Sugya Napkobot. But Maisi says, it's Kelkul, why is it right now? No one's going to use it for anything. Plus, in your life, and place, and not go far, we see over here that parable is Maisa's Kilkul. Another way of being dominant is the place in the Gittin. The place in the Gittin discusses when you have, the Gemara has two cases. You have Yoy Gavet Yoy, Yoy Gavet Sikro, Sikro Gavet Yoy. When Yoy Gavet Sikro, the Gemara says, Eben Holzi Chayiv for Mechika and for Ksivo. When the Sikro Gavet Yoy, then the Machlok is the Chayiv of Mechika, not when Yoy Gavet Yoy, the Maestro, the Loch is, it can be, nothing happened at all. So Eben agrees to that. So, one case over there, we have Sikro Gavet Yoy. The Gemara says, Chayiv of Mechika. Sikro Gavet Yoy, you have black. You put red on top of the black, Chayvav Moichik, one man the other says. So, fact case is, first of all, why the Maitre Chayv for Af Moichik? Where's the Moichik on Af Lechtoy? Where's Af Lechtoy? Place, you know why? Because after you put the red, you plan to put black on top of that. The first place is also saying. And the first place is right against the Bialocha. The Bialocha says Moichik, that's on Af Lechtoy. If he says he was Moichik, that means I'm on Af Lechtoy. Pass the place, you can argue, but that's for the right from place. Now, tell you that's fine. So we have a case, you put red on top of black, and you plan to put black on top of that. So tell you, mice is the case of the kilkul. Case of the kilkul. And you, when you get mice, why are you chayiv beside, why are you chayiv beside moichik on aslechtoy? So tell you, now why? Because the ksiv el yonu is shima nicker. Why? Because since you write on top of it, it's more nicker than mice that is there. You have to have a mila to it. Now mice, you put black on top of red on top of black, it's the same thing was before, the same thing was afterwards. No stick and no kill call. The patient's the nice, so what? The kill call. I mean, you made for black to black. Where's the kill call? Black to black is the same thing. Patient, you know what? Because now it's more necro, thicker, it's bigger. I see it. I have a mile, I have a ticking over here. You see the pastor patient saying that to make something into a ticking, you have to have a mile to it. If it's not black to black, same thing. That's nothing, that's meaningless. That's the case of the kill call factor. Now it's more nicker, we see more nicker, it's thicker, it's brighter, we see more over here. Fine, now the mile of a different case of a ticket. The pasuk says over there, I just saying, to make it to a tikkun, you need a tikkun. It can't be the lack of kilkul. Because it was always a lack of kilkul. Going from black to black, and then he says, no, it's still the kilkul. That's places. The pasuk we have places on getting places over here, the chanis means we're actually singing the high. Hey, and the ikkun of the pasuk want to say, the parable of a mice the case of kilkul. We'll get to the nafimim of aloha, obviously, nafimimim. Vaket l'maisa, one being Rashi, Vaket and Gittin, they want to answer. Rashi and Gittin also, the Sikra Gabbay Dioi, we have black and we have red and top black. Rashi is the kasha, the discussing of Moichik. The kilkul is a Moichik. That's Rashi, why isn't Kaisis? You put red and top black. That'd be Kaisis. Because Rashi, you know why? Because Mechiloi are cost of Hogim Ma'atom. Because what was there was a better color than what is right now. Since it was better, the black is better than red. Says the Egwetali is better. Even with parable, same thing. Not like Rashi is a kilkul. Says the Egwetali. The Rashi is lav dafka, which he told us. Rashi can't mean that. Rashi means lav dafka. Because he also that the parable is positive. But Rashi says, you know why it's not kaitis? Because it's, beforehand it was better. What do you mean better? Beforehand it was, and if you're making, you're doing a kilkul over here. Why is Rashi a kilkul here? Something Rashi means mamash a kilkul? Same thing Rashi again goes on saying, Maisa by Sikra Gabbay, Dior, the Maisa, what happened? Why is it not, why Chayla Maisa? He says, it's not a Kilkul Kolkach. Not a Kilkul Kolkach. That's not something to be asking which watches. I mean, it is, that means, it's not Kilkul Kolkach, it's like Kate the Pirate. I mean, it's for Chayla Maisa. There's even two Rashi, I mean, the passion of Rashi is the pushing him down. That's not Holy Jericho, no shock, it could be a Paschim, it could be a Paschim, it can be a Paschim. That's not a Paschim. But it comes out, that according to Rashi, the power of a Pasha Rashi, now again, the truth into Rashi, I'm asking this for one answer Rashi. The Pasha Rashi, you look at Rashi, Taisha is focusing on Tikkun, and Rashi is focusing on Kilkul. Nachmina, as when Boshi gives Shia about it, said Nachmina is something powerful. What's powerful? That's the focal point of the Sugya, I heard about the Sugya, they discuss, Nachmina between Rashi and Taisha, what happens something in between? Rashi is saying you need Kilkul, the problem is Kilkul. Taisha says, no, the Milo needs Tikkun. Only two different aspects over here. They want to bring right to the Magamish, and Magamish is discussing. The Amlocha Shein Sigul Gufa, the Chayiv Gumma Be'ein Tzach La'Faroi, the Gemara says the reason why you put the input of Yehuda is the case of a Kelkul. Says the Magmish, but let's say the case is not a Kelkul, not a Tikkun, neither one. So you want to say a case that you Chayiv for it. What's a Yechayiv? Not Tikkun when you don't, it's not a Kelkul or Tikkun inside the hole. What's a Yechayiv for it? Sounds like in Bush Magmish. What's a Yechayiv for the point of Yehuda? That also Agat answer the Magmish's case is saying that it's not Tikkun or Kelkul inside the hole, but it might be the Tikkun inside the offer, Shavuot. The offer will make a Tikkun inside the hole. But those are two they say. Might say one day, can die in Machum Yishreidim. They could apply some go like Tasis, and like the Chaznisha from Gemara, that what is the Yisrael of Kilkul? The lack of Tikkun is Kilkul, and as far as they're simple, Lach Makshev, you have to have Chashivas over here. Parv is not Choshev. You have to have a Tikkun, Shaboy. And after me, let's discuss, for example, let's say you have a bandit upon you, you want to wash your hands, you go to Mikvah, and you want to rip it off. I discuss it, and it's Gavim, Segresho, but my Yisrael wants to say, you have two drabons, Kilkul Kalachi Yad. You have to go out of here, it's Kilkul. As a Kilkul, of course not Kilkul, not Tikkun. What is it? Parvah. Anyone really can't Pashas. I feel some argument point, looking at one here is a Tikkun, a Kilkul. Is it a Kilkul or not? But Pashas is Parvah. Pashas is Parvah. No one cares about one here. Fine, Nisim Shalom and Lachal Shevet, two someone want to argue, is one here to the Kilkul. Now, Pashas is Parvah. If it's Parvah, Lachor, is that Nichol? Yet you have two drabons, you have a Kilkul Kalach Yad, and you stand up on Urk for a muck of mitzvah, no problem, go wash in, rip up a band-aid. Well, my sin, that's the only case of Kilkul. Before the passion is, the case it's parable, and therefore the case of Kilkul, that body allowed to put a bandit on Shabbos, the tab of a muck of mitzvah, why? If any miscounts the creation of Kilkul, after Yad, so it's remote. Or in other case, really, the Haimnois the Kashi is a case by eating cookies. He said we have issues upon it. He says the Degma Vova, we have three heterim, Shlom Nas Lichtoi, Kilkul, after Yad. That's the Haimnois, says the Shulchan. It's not Kilkul, because once the cookie's on here, the issue is we don't care about it, it's nothing, it's not Kilkul. Why? I don't understand. You need Kilkul, there's no, when you eat, take away the cookies, the issue disappears, there's no Kilkul, it's not the issue. You want the issue on the cookies, cookies on here, so it's not the issue, there's no Kilkul. Teretz says, but it's not taken either. Chaimno's asking Dagmar Vavo, there's no Kilkul. Teretz says, but no Tikkun. There's no Tikkun. That is Kilkul. I know how. That's the answer. And anyone who brings out Degma Vola is a right. This Mahalach, Mishabuah, Shai Chuba, that's saying Degma Vola. There's no Kilkul. True, but there's no Tikkun. Therefore, there's definitely a get of Kilkul.
Right. It's good that they, although
it's just in the Degma Vola says it. Where is Degma Vola?
They don't
hold on to the Hittainer. They hold the Maitre. No, the problem, no, clearly they do. Because according to Mishabuah, for example, he brings down because Ik Degma Vola is correct. He and myself have two. He only has two because he holds Amnach Lichtoi is the same thing as Kilkul. So he's left with two. Now you knock him down to one. And he sends it to Mamak and people got up two drabonim.
I'm just saying that they don't might not hold.
It is. No ticking. That's a kilkul. That's the definition. Lack of ticking is kilkul. Fine. That's mitzad. That aspect. Next aspect mitzad is kareya. Is the Yisoyed Shabbai, the Bialach over here, what is the definition of the Ikka of the Ged of Korea? What is the Malacha? We have one Ram test, Malacha of Korea. Is Korea ripping something? Is it an Almanas Sakin or is it Almanas Litvar? We are Dover. We have this Malacha in the Mishnah of Korea. We have Malacha of Tosa, or Meichik. These three cases, the Mishnah over there says you need Almanas, Korea Almanas Litvar, and Meichik Almanas Lichtoiv, and we have a case of Tosa Almanas Litvar. What is the definition of Malacha? Malacha is Korea ripping. Except we have a cloud, we can have a case of kilkul, so that's the Amnas Litvar. It's a Malacha Soyser, can have a kilkul, that's the Amnas Litvar. Moichik, it can be a kilkul, that's the Amnas Litvar. So the Malacha is Korea ripping, and Moichik, and Soyser, the Malacha is ripping, and the problem is that kilkul, and therefore the Bialacha says, Korea is not Amnas Litvar. That's to say, Shugan and Lashin, the point is Korea Amnas Litvar. It's Moichik Amnas Litvar. It's Soyser Amnas Litvar. But no. The Malacha in and of itself, the Malacha is Korea Amnas Litvar, Nina Amnas Litvar. Now, it doesn't mean that you need Amnas Litvar on, for example, do you have to rip on Shabbos and sew on Shabbos? Avadanak, and sew on Sunday. Bain Amnas Litvar, does it mean you have to build and destroy on Shabbos? Avadanak. It means define the Malacha. The Malacha is not ripping, the Malacha is preparing for sewing. The Malacha is not erasing, the Malacha is preparing for writing. The Malacha is not destroying, the Malacha is preparing for building. Define the Malacha. Is the Malacha destroying? Korea ripping, or the Malacha preparing for sewing? What's the definition of Malacha? Is Malacha Korea ripping? You need Amnas Litvar, it's not the Kilkul. Or no, the Malacha is preparing for sewing. That's the Malacha, preparing for sewing. Korea Amnas Litvar, that's the definition. Now, when you sew on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Lamaisi, ripping Shabbat, we're preparing for sewing. What? How do you say over the Malacha, define the Malacha? Is it ripping or preparing for sewing? Nice. I think I'm going to the long Malacha there. Main point. Also, we shine him to say Korea Amnas Litvar. He caught a Ritvan market. That's Gemara base. He's discussing a sugya of Pesach Beis Tzavar. The Gemara that's in Ches over here on Shabbos or Makis that Gemara base. The Gemara says the Pesach Beis Tzavar Yechayv Chatzos for on Shabbos. Michelle's wife Chayav Chatas, the Ikkilu shouldn't say Michelle and Makir of Atish. Back to the Ritzah, what happened to Kareya? When you have a Beis HaTzav, you have a sweater, you're opening up and making your neck to it, you're ripping the neck and making your neck. Says the Ritzah, why Makir of Atish? Back to the Ritzah himself, what happened to Kareya? You're ripping, opening the neck, you're making a hole for the neck. Says the Ritzah, you know why? It's Dr. Kareya, I'm not lit for. However, Kareya, I'm not, this is a Kareya, not, I'm not, this is not a thing to sewing. It's making a sweater. Making a sweater, that's Makir Patish. But I'm Kareya, I'm not lit for, preparing for the sewing. Not preparing for sewing, therefore it's not Kareya. I'd come to Ritzvah. So we have a black and white Ritzvah that says the definition of the Melacha is preparing for sewing. Now the Mishavua says he's a Das Yochid. The Melacha is very clear, he's a Das Yochid. Maestro, we now have a Ramban, and that's the more basic Ramban, and Makir says the same thing. Me Kareya, I'm not lit for. Pashas of Tosfos of Ein Gimel Amud Aleph, Tosfos over there says that he discusses by Makir untying something. You need Amnas Likshur or not? Says it goes back and forth. In fact, with Kiva Eger, what's the Shaila? Is it a Kilkel or not a Kilkel according to the Mishnah Berurah? Is it a Kilkel or not? Elamai sounds like the discussion is what the definition of the Lacha is. Now, is the definition Amnas Likshur preparing to tie or not the definition? With Pashas says that way, that Ein Gimel Amud Aleph and Ein Gimel Amud Aleph. Now the Mishavua only thinks down of Kiva Egin Daf Ayin Gimel and Beis. The Tzaddik points out the Mishavua only had Kiva Egin Daf Ayin Gimel and Beis, the Gilgan, then I have a Kiva Egin Daf Ayin Gimel and Aleph. He wouldn't have had it yet to deal with Tzaddik Daf Ayin Gimel and Aleph. He left out Tzaddik Daf Ayin Gimel and Aleph. We'll possibly have Tzaddik Daf Ayin Gimel and Aleph and Ayin Beis. It says this way, we have a Ramban that way, we have a Ritzvah that way. It's not about Tzaddik anymore. And who brings down this Ramban and the Ritzvah? The Kesem Mishnah on the Ramah brings down. We're not lit for it. It's a base station. It's a Mishun Yudzayin. It's a Shulchan Aruch Harab. It's a Mongan Avram. It's a Machzor HaShekel. Poish can bring down what's the definition of preparing for sewing. You read the Bialochi, he mentions a lot of these people, but it's very interesting how he knocks Ritzah at Yochid, base station with Chayzer, Mongan Avram doesn't mean what he says. Like, he's caught them all there, Agav, here and there, but he's put them all together, and the Likas are like putting them together. It's not just Ritzah. It's Ritzah, Ramban, Poishim, and Tam. It's the Mongan Avram, Machzor HaShekel, Shulchan Aruch Harab. You know, it's the list of Pashkin where it goes to Mahalach, the definition of Kareya is preparing for sewing. My self talent training, the Mishavua's main time is Alasugya. The main time they come from is Alasugya. Alasugya to the Kareya of Machamotha. Or your Kareya, well, by the case of an oval, Maisa, you chai for him Shabbos. Why chai for him Shabbos? Why chai for him Shabbos? Maisa, not preparing for sewing. Luchur, the case of it, is a tikkun, you calm yourself down. It's a tikkun, doing a Maisa Kareya. So you see over here, Pasha and Al Sugyo, before Pasha Al Sugyo, Kiva Egin says, Al Sugyo is Tzorchin Godel. Tzorchin Godel, Al Sugyo is saying, not like this. Kiva Egin of Ayin Gimel says, the Bia Lachim Exam, the Tais is over there saying, what, the thing is sewing, Ayin Gimel is like, Kiva Egin is Tzorchin Godel. So the Bia Lachim Echanami, the Rishonim are wrong. And before she came over here, the definition of Lachim Tzorchin is terrific, it's not much terrific. Now, there's also an in-between Mahalach. Just like by Kaysev and Moshe, we discussed the Bialacha, the kids over there, there was three sheets over there. There's the Mahalach of Moshe erasing the Malacha, preparing the song, preparing the writing of the Malacha. There's a third Mahalach of Mahalach to Zudah B'Shemin. Well, they are also the same thing. Come along with the Chayodim and the Chachinuch of Samson, the Vine Gimel, the Yachiyaz and Shuvah. They come along with the third Mahalach. They want time to answer the numerous characters. That really depends on the Mahalach of Shimon and the Yehuda. But according to Shimon, the definition of the Malacha is that you're preparing for sewing. Therefore, in Kareya Masa Sakin, will be part of a lawsuit. Mash Enkin called the according to Yehuda, that the Malacha is, since he holds Malacha, she'ein tukul gufo is chayim, therefore come out that even Moichik, Kareya Masa Sakin, will also be chayim for on Shabbos. It's in between level. It's my place in Yehuda versus Shimon. According to Yehuda, Kareya Masa Sakin be chayim. According to Shimon, Daka Masa Lifting will be chayim. Now, those again are the three shittas. We have the same three shittas by the case of Moichek, same three shittas by the case of Kareya. Now, the Swan Baker always go like the Mishnah Berurah, that the definition is Kareya Matasakin, and Moichek Matasakin. The Baker will go like the Mishnah Berurah. Now, what both sides really have to do with the steer is the kasha both ways. Kasha each way. One kasha is that the person say, Dakam not lit for, you have to answer our Gemara. What is that Gemara? Gemara is saying, Kareya Bechamosai. A Kareya on the oval. Yichayfud. Now, I'm not lit for. The bomb cancer. Again, if you make it so, in Godel, Mishavua, that is his raya. His raya, all over in Hokus Shabbos, by Soysen, and Boyna, and Moichik, all these cases, he says, I'm not talking, this is his raya. There's no really any other raya. You read him slower, all the other raya is each one. This is his raya. And he answers his raya. So, one way you can say, if he says, I'll show you, not I'm not split first, I mean it is. he's kreya b'chamosa, he punts it up afterwards. He's kreya aveloi, he punts it up afterwards. Oh, so the Maya says, this teret, as Nezer says, and the Taisa brings it down to the Beyatu, all of us in Masai, gives it amas lit for it. There's a Taisa point down, Mishavu itself says, the problem we have, one of the cases in the Gemara is by your parents. And by your parents, it's not Shayach amas lit for it. Mishavu itself, in brackets, he points this out. Mishavu says, and one of the cases of your parents, and now amas lit for, in one line, in brackets, he points out, don't give me this teret. He says, the mom, he's doing it slowly, he's very clear. He says, don't give me this teret. And the disciple, you know what, I'll still give you the teret. You know why? Because even by your pants, if you can't sew it off, you can't sew it off normally. You can do door stitches, you can do a shawl, I think it's called. But you last sew it off, just not the normal way of sewing it. You last sew it off machinery. You're still a giant to be on that slip for. That's a one way they want to answer. Do you have no idea? Sorry for the face. But water, I mean that's his plan. It's expensive. Again, it's shy. You have no clue. So if you know, I'll be liars. Find the kinter. That's not the discussion. The point of the game. We're discussing the fact. Tell this boy. That Korea. I finally have to deal with the buyout here. Fine, I'm not slipped for it. It's one way of answering. Sure. They'll also try to say, don't tell me this. But my answer, the arse from Adnazer, Cyber says, look, you can answer. Very simple. I'm not slipped for it. But are they going to involve with what happened? Some shall in general, when it's Kriya Mas Litvor, do you need Kavona Mas Litvor or Stoma Mas Litvor? The one thing arises, the Yatsuv and others, Stoma Mas Litvor is also Nikla Mas Litvor. You need Kavona Mas Litvor. Fine. If Stoma, it's even better than Shaman Shigit, Stoma Mas Litvor. And I'm discussing with the Kilkul Shabbat, he said, is it Tikkun or the Kilkul? The whole model is discussing off Kilkul. No, if I just not good, the way you set up by appearance, you have to do dog stitches, you have to do crisscross, doesn't look nice, doesn't look as well. It's all not good for it. Fine, that's one malach. But look, other malach they want to answer, because the figure should be, I mean, another way to answer, Stifler, you know, the Geshmach of Malach, it kind of really depends. They're really true, even when I say the Ikka Indian is Kriyam, not good for it, what's the story for it, what's the reason for it? By case of Korea, by ripping. When you rip open a bag, when you rip open a shirt, etzem, the maisa kriya shivai, if you can do it without the kriya, you'll be very happy. Unless you can wear the shirt without making a hole inside of it. Fine. If you open up a bag, get the food inside the bag without ripping the bag, be very happy. Then you can't. You have to rip open the bag, you have to rip open the shirt, you have to do things to get to it. However, there are certain times where the kriya itself is a maila. For example, let's say you have to write kriya. The shirt is ready ripped. You would sew it up to rip it again. You do want to do ripping. Let's say you're angry and you want to destroy something. You would fix them to smash it. The ticket is a ripping shibboleth. You want to rip. If the shirt is ready ripped, you'll be happy. You don't want to do ripping. The bag's ready open, you'll be happy. The side over here, in most cases of Korea, it's on the side. Once Korea makes it really depends on what you're doing Korea. It's on the chavis and it's on the gavro. If it's doing it's on the gavro shibboleth, you want to do the mice ripping, you want to do it. Fine. That's one thing. That's Korea. That's in itself is a sake. Mashenke, when did he create? I'm not slip for it. That's when mitzad the creation of is on mitzad the chavit, not mitzad you. I have to rip it to make the chavit usable. But I don't want to rip. I want to rip the shirt. I don't care. I have to make the chavit usable. So it says the disciple, it really depends. Really, always, let's say you go mahalas kriya, I'm not slip for it. Says, let's say you answer the kriya, I'm not slip for it. Like the rishonim, like the director, I'm banned on the rift front toishes. That's in this sugya, since. The ikur is ripping. I want to rip the pulas. I want to rip, not the massive in. I have to rip the shirt. I have to use. I have to rip. If not, I cannot wear my sweater. I can't wear the sweater without ripping. I don't want to rip per se, but let's say I want to rip per se. That about the maitre kureya about the chaim tak kureya shiboy. Oh, so before you can ask, where's the makar say to a yonim over here? Which is called the Gekasha. Where in the world, Gekasha, where in the world does five come along and have a curve for two and yonim over here? The one Kureya, Mitzad Gavro, Mitzad Chesro. What? Why, where from Ashi, so you two see it? I'm not sure if it's right, I don't think about it. But just maybe say how, when Moshe asked the Kasha, yes, even though the Shida whole Kureya has lit for, Kureya has a Saki should not be worse than a Tolda, the whole of office. How could be worse than a Tolda? I mean, every Tolda is doing it in the Mosul. But again, the Moshe wants to say, if you read the Mr. Brewer, Mechaben, Simon Shemim, Sidi Dalas, he says when you rip papers, when it's a ticking, he says the Tolda of paper, the Tolda of Kureya, the Tolda, why? Namas looks for it. It can be worse than a Tolga. Even worse than a Tolga. So the Etim, we say the same, we say in the Stifler. The Echonami Mitzad, the Kreya, I'm not slip for it, Maisa, the Mokhad, I'm not slip, Mitzad, the Amshaboy. The Maisa, the Kreya, in the Gulf, Adolga, the Tikkins, if you wanted the Maisa Kreya, it cannot be worse than a Tolga. That's because we got this two in the Yonim over here. Yeah, no, he has rise to it. Before Avonu, we're in the Torah, we're in the Mishnah, see two Avonu, it's really a Moshe, and I think Yam's Kasha. Why the world cannot be in the Cholopach of the Tolga? Their Kasha, before the Pshah, we're in the Makor, we see two in Yonim over here. One Mitzad was Kerem, not slip for it. One with the, I wanted the Maisa Kreya, Mitzad, the Gavish, the boy. Why, that's the time that it's cheated the whole Kerem Nas lived for. And so the chain of the personal Kerem Nas was sacking the Be'alocha with his, you want to say Ben Yeruchim, and you want to say he has other Rishon like him, Miri, and Balamor. Maisa Kashi of Pseh Pesach Tavar. The Gemara Daf Mechesh, it says Pseh Pesach Tavar. What is the Melocha of Pseh Pesach Tavar? Roy Rishon Avei Kli like Rashi is the time Makia Patrish. Now, the Rambam is not that clear. The Rambam in Hilchot Kareya brings down Seferet Tzavah, and therefore the Pashas the Rambam is the Seferet Tzavah is Nichlan in the Mitzad Kareya Shavoy. Mitzad Kareya. That's the Pashas. The Rambam, the Gamma Chazit says, no right from the Rambam. Fine, but Maestro, Chutz from the Rambam, which is not clear what he holds, the other 10 Rishonim say, the whole of all Chutz, Seferet Tzavah is that Makia Pashas. The Mishabu has a big problem. His main Kash on himself now is, what in the world do you do Seferet Tzavah? Where does Seferet Tzavah? Why is not Kareya? I hold Kareya, I'm not Pesach, and Seferet Tzavah should be Kareya.
Oh, it's both.
What do
you get from the last one?
So, why did he mention Kareya? Why did he bring it down? So, Be'etzim, the Beis Yosef is Kasher. Beis Yosef is Kasher. And Beis Yosef didn't mention Yudai. He says, no, why? Kareya, I'm not lit for. And since I'm not lit for, therefore, it's a case of, I'm not, therefore, you'd be puzzled with that Kareya, therefore, it's always Makar Patish. Second, if you ruin upon himself, wait a second, Beis Yosef, you hold, I'm not lit for. I'm being a right to face station holds like Mechaber Shem Shemem, Abnas Pesachin. We have a serious Mechaber. Serious Mechaber. Serious Mechaber. Mechaber basically says, why is Pesach Beis Tzavah not Kareya? I'm not lit for. Roy is ripping papers. Kareya, why is Abnas Pesachin? Steer me there, come on, Mechayel, he's the first one to ask the Kasha. Not the first one, but he won the people to ask the Kasha. And he says, you know why? If you want to say it's Mechaber Shem Shemem, Shemem. And who holds Pesach Beis Tzavah is Makapach. Rashi holds Lokh Shem Shemem, his father. Therefore, Rashi holds that to be Dafka Makia Patish. Masha Enke, the Rambam holds that Pesach Beis Tzavah, that Kareya Nir is Lokha Shetiru Vesh Chayiv. There he holds Amnas Asaki. That's how he wants to answer. Bekdish Besodom upon himself. That's very good in the Rambam and Rashi. But the Mechabi got a steal. Mechabi Eke holds Lokha Shetiru Vesh Potter, the end of Tzorachin. That's what the Bialokha being done. Nish Besodom has Tzorachin upon himself. So that's the Tzorachin. He wants to answer. They're showing him no problem. But the Mechabi, we got a problem over here. Mechabi, what are you doing to Mechabi? So first he starts off saying, so come on, Mishnah Berurah says the ikka about is amanas asaki. That's ikka the mechaber. First the Mishnah Berurah wants to say, you know what, mechaber is chayzer. It's chayzer from his malach. He has a Rambam. He starts off saying, Hashem Hashem Yizayin amanas lit for. If not amanas lit for, be potter loss. And Hashem 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 he made a mistake. Before you can walk off him and bathe. It must be amanas asaki. So first, the Moshe assigned ikka to say dibris, which says that's not true at all. First of all, he's saying, what happened? You wrote first Beis Yosef, then you wrote the Mechaber. And Simon Shin Yuzayin said, I'm not split for. And Simon Shin Mem, you already brought down the Mechaber in the Beis Yosef. Simon Shin Yuzayin, you're clearing the back against the Rambam to go like the I'm not split for, because you brought it down out the second one, Shin Yuzayin. And you're clearing it again in Simon Shin Mem to go back like the Rambam. What? No, but in the Beis Yosef itself, in Shin Mem, you already brought down the Mechaber. Yeah. And then the same theory you have in the Mechaber is in Beis Yosef. Right, but Shem Mem in the Beis Yosef, you go down the Rambam. But still in the Bay already. Right, still in Beis Yosef. Then we have to do the Mechaber. Then Mike, you have to tell me who's Choyzer. 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 Choyzer, again, you have the same theory in the Beis Yosef as the Mechaber. Choyzer
is not
the Mechaber. In Beis Yosef. Then he went back and Shem Yosef back to... You went back to Yudayin, not Makapatish in Yudayin.
It doesn't say you caused the response, it's the other kind,
it's the Melon. Well, that's the second terrorist. The first, first terrorist, but I lost 2 miles. The first one maybe was Chayzer. So most of that can't be. The Porsche can't be. You know, it can't be Chayzer, Chayzer, Chayzer. It doesn't happen that way. He doesn't, it doesn't point out that he's Chayzer anyway. Where in the world do you say, I'm Chayzer? I'm a half of one of you, that's number one. But, so Elamai comes on the Mishimun, says the second Malach over there. He says that really depends. He defines what the Gedda of a Malach is. By Kareya Be'etzem, Kareya and Seisem, Malachim Be'etzem, they are still coolant. However, the Kugel has a trick into it. For the Malach that you're doing, you ask a person what you're doing, by ripping pages, I am ripping. Am I doing, by the case of Mishkan, by Rias, I am ripping. And the Malacha you're doing, you tell a person, I am doing a pull of Kilkul. However, I'm ripping the Rias, it's not taken. I can sew it up afterwards by the paper, I can use the pages afterwards. But the pull that you define what you're doing, when you say over the word, it's Kilkul, is destruction ripping. Mashenkin, we say, when you're opening up the neck of the sweater, a person, you ask him, what are you doing? Don't say, I'm ripping a sweater. I'm opening up a hole for a sweater. I'm making a neck for a sweater. I'm making a sweater. That's what I'm doing. But when you think over what you're doing, you think over not the pool of kilkul. So the definition of kaleya is I'm destroying something. Happy now, not the sacking. That is the malacha. By the reason of Mishkan, the rice in the Mishkan, the Mishkan is what? A pool of destruction. That's what kaleya is. When a person says over, what am I doing? I'm making a sweater. I'm making a hole. The words of destruction are not there in their act. Once it's not there, that's not a case of kareya. That's makir patrish, if anything. But to be nichl in the av malach of kareya, what does it have to be? Have to say the words of kilkul over. You have to say, I am ripping. I'm ripping not the sakin, ripping not the litro. But I have to say over a destructive act that, in my case, is being defined as a tikkun. A person says, over, I'm making a sweater, making a hole for a sweater. There's no kilkul over here. That's what the Mishnah answers. Now, again, the Moshe is saying, Igris is saying, Dibra says, it's learning off in clouds, because first of all, he says, you have no right from any Gemara. You know my Mokum. If you have a serious Machaber, you have a Kash over here, you want to answer up a Machaber, that's your Ayo. That's your written Rashi. That's your Taino. First of all, you have no my Mokum, no Makor, but Igris says, no time for it. You don't have to for no reason. You're making up a slug, you have a Kash. There's no time for what you're saying. There's no more mock of what you're saying, because you have a kashi saying it. Everything is very stark against the Mishnah when he goes with his own mahalach. That's the Mishnah ends up. He ends up his mahalach. That what? To be kilk, be nichol together of kilkol. Now, this idea, once he goes to the Mishnah's mahalach, what happens if it's a ripping a sweater inside a kareya? It's an ister abonon. Is it nichol ister abonon? Is it mutter? Is it mutter or ister abonon? So, actually, I saw the Atman says over it. It says, according to the Mishnah, it's mutter. I saw this from Azam's argument, too, it said, over it's ister abonon. Even the Mishnah's maskono. Not Korea, it's not the Av, it's not the Tolga, but is it the Rabbon or not? You have to read the Tshuvah and those who go with the Mishnah Berurah, you have to know what happens. We're still left with Israel, Rabbon and the Tzai Korea, Shabbat. In that case, it won't be. We'll take your Makapaj with other Aces.
But it's not the end of the...
Yeah, not the end. Well, we'll take care of it. When, let's say you make it so that it's not Makapaj. That's what you know about Makapaj. Are you still over Korea to tell Israel, Rabbon? What Mishnah is Matzkono? Are you even Dramono? Do they create Dramono or not? In the case we won't have Makapatish, it's a mutter. So from one Dechaga writes in mutter. From the Dham Dechaga, he writes in off Dramono. He's lodging, you have to read the Shiva's flow, see what they hold. Those go with the Mishnah. But Moshe Meister argues, he says the Malach, how he wants to go, again, we'll get to more next time, or you see the Shiva next time. He discusses again opening the Shabbos to Tad Boynim Tad Korea. So we discussed already Soyser, what it is after is, now Mitzat Korea gets involved with the Sefto, Mitzat Choslois. You want to say the Soyd of Korea is when you rip it, you see the Pu'ula of the ripping in the mice that you did. When you rip a bag, you see it here. You rip the Rias, you see the ripping there. Because when you, one time when you make a sweater, you don't see the Kriya in the making the neck of the sweater. After you rip it, you don't see the pool over there of ripping. Fine, he gets about proving it, he has Rias to it, he's Marachan upon it. You might want to see it, but the Moshe says to be a Korea, to be nicker the Korea in the Tikkun. If it's not nicker the Korea in the Tikkun, it won't be nicker the get of Korea. That's how he wants to understand this. The difference is that's what the same way Salah Makapat is Masha, and all other cases is a case of Korea. And this was Korea, I'm not talking to the Chayim also for, but having Nick in the Korea. Fine. Abkhan says, again, the Indian will come out and say Korea Shabbat, there's two things. First of all, Korea is lack of Tikkun, is case of Tokel. And Mitzat Korea, the Ikar of Mahalakim seems to go like the Meshavua, Gam the Lumish and the Mahalakim, but the Ikar Mahalak is we pass to Korea as Amanas Sakim, Amanas Litvor. And next to give the Ikar to focus on where all the time we're coming from is the Decepto in the case of Paisley. Really.